Over recent months, thousands of women, especially from the rural outback, have walked 10,000 kilometres across India, covering 200 districts in 24 states. This to raise awareness about the prevalence of rape. The march finally ended in the Indian capital, Delhi. That march was intended to shine a spotlight on a culture of victim shaming and blaming, which campaigners say has allowed perpetrators to evade punishment. It also highlighted the obstacles women and children face in accessing justice. Many women were happy that the hashtag MeToo campaign has put the focus back on them, considering they've been struggling to achieve this for years. RFI correspondent Murali Krishnan met up with survivors in an effort to understand the price for protesting against sexual offences and what it means to fight for dignity in modern India.
Agricultural labourers come forward to speak of the frequent sexual assaults by men from powerful castes. Government school teachers talk of the ordeal they faced reporting a rape, and survivors from indigenous communities complain about the difficulties in accessing justice. The dual oppression of caste and gender was evident, as many women who participated in the National Dignity March narrate their stories. They talk of how society has created an environment in which culprits felt no guilt, but rape survivors are shamed and then violently threatened to silence. They shared their stories and welcomed the march for providing a platform to open up about the trauma they have been combating for years. Among those in the rally was 65-year-old Babri Devi, a low-caste woman who was allegedly gang-raped by her high-caste neighbors in the western Indian state of Rajasthan. She was reportedly raped in front of her husband in 1992 as punishment for trying to prevent the child marriage of the daughter of one of the accused from a caste higher than hers. Rajasthan has a major tradition of child marriages, which is illegal, and yet hundreds of children, many just months old, are married off every year. The determined woman does not remember the days and dates in any detail, but the memory of the assault is still clear.
It has been nearly 30 years since the incident. Nobody is raising my case since. Is it a crime to raise it? Is it wrong? Why have I not got justice, and what is the problem? The problem is with the police. They are guilty.
Geeta Devi from Moranipur village in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh and her husband were also part of the march to fight for justice for their daughter, who was raped several times by the same person in their village. Geeta says the assaults occurred over a period of 3 years.
My daughter was raped 5 times. Society has shunned me and the police don't listen to my complaint. Instead, they abused me for bringing the complaint to the police station and asking them to investigate sexual assault against my daughter.
Being poor and landless, Geeta and her husband were initially subdued, but they gathered courage and complained at the police station. The boy was arrested eventually, but released after a few months. Bhavri continues to work for Rajasthan's Women and Child Department as a volunteer for its outreach programs in her village, Bateri, 34 kilometers from the state capital, Jaipur. She says 4 of the 5 men who raped her are dead, while the 5th continues to hold the village in his grip. The attackers were Gujjars, the affluent and dominant caste group in the village, while she and her husband are from the low-caste Potter community, the Kumars. Bhavri's alleged rapists were all acquitted on grounds that men would not have raped a woman they considered from a lower caste or untouchable. But Bhavri is nothing if not a fighter.
I stopped a child from getting married. Did I do anything illegal? I did right and I saved a life. Instead, I became the culprit and became a victim of rape. But I will continue to raise my voice and expose the lies. The culprits will have to be punished. They are lying.
Many survivors and participants believe victim shaming by society had created an atmosphere where victims hesitate to report the crime. Moreover, low conviction rate in cases of sexual violence further boosted offenders' morale. The National Crime Record Bureau figures say reported cases of crime against women increased by over 80% from 185,312 in 2007 to 338,954 in 2016. As many as 2.5 million crimes against women have been reported in India over the last decade. Rape accounts for about 12% of all crimes against women. The figures merely reflect the number of crimes registered by the police. These may or may not reflect the actual situation on the ground, say experts. Ashif Sheikh, the convener of the march, said a lot needs to be done to help survivors of sexual assault.
Survivors face lots of pressure, lots of discrimination, lots of stigma from their family, from their society. Basically, we believe laws create a very positive impact, but at the same time, society need to change behavior, their attitude with the survivors. If society will stop the shaming to the victims or survivors, then I think like the problem of sexual violence against women and children can end in India.
Even the overall conviction rate for crimes against women in India is very low, nearly 19%, and the lowest in a decade, according to crime statistics from 2016. Whereas, the average conviction rate for all crimes is 47%. Shanta Sinha, an activist who's been tirelessly fighting for women's rights, believes many survivors have a tough time accessing justice.
They are giving strength to the Me Too campaign, just as the Me Too campaign gives strength to them to open up and to come out. But the justice for these are far too difficult than for those who are, say, having access to institutions and laws and processes. And this showed how difficult it is to get access to police, to justice system, and we will have to make it more democratic and more gender friendly.
Bhavri Devi has just finished telling the audience her story, which has won her a standing ovation. In an impassioned speech, the courageous woman urges survivors not to give up.
I will fight. This will carry on till I die. And even if I die, my brothers and sisters will carry forward the struggle. In these 2 months of the march, the word has spread. The government will have to give me justice. They will have to bow down before me.
Standing in a corner of the expansive venue, Geeta Devi looks resolute but is angry.
Great injustice is being done against women. If injustice continues, then it will just spread. Justice will then seem like a dream.
Like Bhavri and Geeta Devi, there are millions in India who are survivors of sexual violence and abuse. Yet, the belief is to first point fingers at the victim, especially if they are poor or come from disadvantaged backgrounds. The problems are compounded for women and girls who are further marginalized on the basis of class, caste, religion or disability. All survivors had one aim, to ensure that nothing similar happened to someone else and never to undergo the trauma they did. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.